2023 was momentous in the fight against fraud. It saw the passing of the Online Safety Act and the Financial Services and Markets Act, both of these happening after years of exhaustive campaigning from us here at Which? But the battle against scams is far from over. Stay in the know and avoid falling victim to scammers by joining over 450,000 others who have signed up to our Which Scam Alerts. To sign up, head to which.co.uk/scamalert today.
Hello and welcome to the Which Shorts podcast. I'm James Rowe. This is the podcast that brings you the very best from Which with a weekly taster of some of the brilliant journalism you can expect from your suite of magazines. Today we're looking at health products and telling you whether or not they're worth your money. In the May edition of the Which magazine, Sarah Spray looked at some of the products on the market that claim to improve your health. But how do these claims actually stack up? Here's her piece, read by Angus Farker.
The wellness market is booming. Every year, health brands tap into our desire to be healthier and age better by promoting new solutions for our wellness woes. Even if they seem too good to be true, they can also often be tempting to try out. And people are increasingly willing to part with their cash. According to analytics firm Global Data, we spend nearly £500 per person annually in the UK on wellness, which spans fitness, cosmetics, and nutrition. And that figure is predicted to grow. Collagen supplements that set you back £650 a year, so-called functional mushrooms and vitamin drinks that cost more per milliliter than premium brand champagne, there are plenty of new enticing ways to get you to part with your money. But while slick packaging might promise a world of health benefits, our research suggests that in many cases there isn't currently robust enough evidence to justify the price. Or you can just as easily get the same benefits elsewhere for less. We looked at a range of popular and emerging health products and asked experts to give their opinion on the claims being made. Let's start with vitamin shots. Our verdict? An expensive and non-environmentally friendly way to get vitamins. Shop shelves are heaving with ranks of drink shots that claim to boost our immune system. They aren't doing much good for the planet, as many are contained in single-use plastic, and they aren't doing much good for our wallets either, with many costing upwards of £2 each for just 60 millilitres. That's the same price per milliliter as a bottle of Moët & Chandon champagne. In the examples we looked at, the main ingredient was typically fruit juice. Popular brand Moju's immunity drink, which costs £2.10 for a single shot or around £6 for a 7-dose bottle, contains a range of vitamins C and D and zinc that you could get much cheaper elsewhere. Most of the contents aren't necessary for people who follow a healthy, balanced diet. The exception is vitamin D. This is the only vitamin the NHS recommends we all take as a supplement throughout winter in the UK. But you can get own-label vitamin D tablets from supermarkets for around 3p per dose, even for higher versions. Turmeric is a popular ingredient in health shots. The Turmeric Co., which is sold in Sainsbury's and online, sells turmeric shots with added vitamin C, D and E. On social media, the brand says its studies show that its turmeric shots can greatly reduce inflammation and bloating in less than 28 days. Making claims about curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, is permitted as an on-hold claim. This means it's under consideration, as it does have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, but that doesn't mean the evidence is conclusive. Regardless, it's an expensive way to get vitamins. Moju said, "On a like-for-like basis, supplements are indeed cheaper than shots, but there are many reasons people are choosing to buy shots, such as taste and convenience." The Turmeric Co. didn't reply to our request for comment. Targeted painkillers. Our verdict? It's impossible for a tablet to target pain, so don't waste your money. When you buy targeted oral painkillers, you're essentially paying for packaging. In the words of leading specialist and former Oxford University senior research fellow Dr. Andrew Moore, this is because it's impossible to formulate for headache or joint pain or period pain. Even so, manufacturers sell paracetamol and ibuprofen for specific types of pain, even though they contain the same active ingredient. This can be helpful if you're quickly scanning a shelf for a solution, but it can also needlessly cost you more. And while brands can market drugs for, say, headaches, they aren't allowed to imply a painkiller can target that pain directly. Brands have fallen foul of these rules in the past. Dr. Moore says that it can be worth paying extra for ibuprofen lysine, which he says is a more effective formulation of the drug, but you don't need to spend more on a brand's version marketed for a specific pain. Tesco own brand ibuprofen lysine costs £2.25 for 12. Its migraine relief is £2.35 for the same thing, while the equivalent pack of Nurofen migraine relief pills with the same active ingredient is £4. Dr. Moore says that paracetamol is paracetamol, unless it has added caffeine, which is proven to help its painkilling effects. However, you could just have a cup of coffee with your painkillers instead. Nurofen and Tesco didn't respond to our request for comment. Detox teas. Our verdict? No herbal tea can detox your body. The wellness industry would have us believe that we all need to detox our bodies, but this isn't true. Our liver, kidneys, and digestive system do that for us already. However, that hasn't stopped numerous brands from marketing their teas as detox, and they're not just in health food shops. They appear in the mainstream supermarkets too. The ASA, which regulates advertising claims in the UK, but not packaging, told us its position is that no product can detox the human body. As a result, it has taken action against a number of brand adverts, including ads taken out by Pucker, which used to have a detox tea, but renamed it Feel New. Meanwhile, Twinings continues to market its detox tea. If you drink these because you like the taste, then go ahead. But, as Shefali Loth, witch nutritionist, says, there's no evidence that detox teas offer any benefits. Twinings said it takes its responsibility seriously. We're aware of the spectrum of opinions and guidance relating to detox products in general, and we're in the process of reviewing our detox blend in light of these. Pucker Tea didn't respond to our request for comment. Hair loss shampoos. Our verdict? Hair loss shampoos are unlikely to work miracles for most of us. Hair loss can be caused by a variety of factors, including genetics, illness, stress, pregnancy, hormonal change, and poor diet. So there's no one solution that will work for everyone. Looking at the shampoo aisle, you'd be hard-pressed to find a product that advertises its own limitations, though. Take caffeine shampoo. There's some evidence, mostly brand-funded, that it can help people whose hair is sensitive to the hormone dihydrotestosterone, which can shrink hair follicles and stilt growth. But its effectiveness is not clinically proven by large-scale independent studies, and in 2018, the ASA ruled that Alpacin, one of the market leaders, could no longer advertise its ability to reduce hair loss. It submitted 8 studies to prove its effectiveness, but these were all dismissed by the ASA. Since then, claims about caffeine shampoos have been relatively vague, with energizes hair and stimulates roots among the purported benefits. Rosemary oil shampoos and tonics have also become popular, largely due to social media. For example, Hair Syrup's Grosemary shampoo, that costs £15.50 for 100 milliliters, claims its rosemary oil is as effective as minoxidil, one of the only 2 clinically proven ingredients recommended by the NHS for hair loss. However, hair loss expert Victoria Scott from the Institute of Trichologists said this isn't accurate. In theory, she said, as rosemary oil is an anti-inflammatory, it could help anyone with inflammation-related hair loss, but that is likely to be a small subset. And even then, there is no reliable evidence to suggest it's as effective as minoxidil. A lot of brands rely on anecdotal evidence from reviews to market the effectiveness of their products, she said. You'll see similarly vague claims about revitalizing hair on high street products, such as Wellida Revitalizing Hair Tonic, which is £13.95 for 100 milliliters. In some cases, hair loss resolves itself. So while someone might think a certain hair loss treatment helped them, it might have been incidental. If you are suffering from thinning hair or hair loss, your best bet is to speak to a GP or trichologist who can help you figure out why. Hair Syrup has acknowledged that expert opinion was divided, but said it had seen positive results firsthand. It added, "While we advocate the potential benefits of rosemary oil for certain individuals, we always stress that a large amount of this is based on anecdotal, singular evidence." Asked about the claim that rosemary oil is as effective as minoxidil, which we saw on the Hair Syrup's website, it said the claim was referring to rosemary oil, not to the product itself. Alpecin hadn't responded to our request for comment at the time of going to press. Wellida said that its rosemary oil hair tonic is clinically proven to reduce hair loss and strengthen hair. What many people experience as hair loss can in fact be hair breakage, Wellida told us. So a product that supports a healthy scalp with nourishing natural ingredients can help minimize that kind of problem. Functional mushrooms. Our verdict? Health claims not currently permitted for the vast majority. It's hard to miss mushroom mania, with the supplements made from mushrooms including reishi, lion's mane and chaga increasingly populating pharmacy and health store shelves. But while they do have potential benefits, there isn't enough evidence yet to suggest that they work, and the vast majority don't have authorised health claims in the UK. Brands are allowed to make some claims about reishi mushrooms, as this ingredient is currently under review. But packaging claims for other types of mushrooms are often based on different common proven ingredients, such as omega-3 and vitamins B12 and D, rather than the mushrooms themselves. Frankie Phillips from the British Dietetic Association said that while they maintain beneficial nutrients such as antioxidants and beta-glucan, mushrooms are essentially incidental in many of these types of supplements. Take Grass & Co's Focus Lion's Mane supplement, £24.50 for 30 servings. It contains added vitamin B12 and omega-3, which allows the brand to claim that it helps with brain fog, because both those ingredients are proven to contribute to normal psychological and brain function. Dirty Lion's Mane powder, £39.99 for 30 servings, doesn't contain any added extras. The wording is less direct and more suggestive as a result, saying it may support nerve and brain health. Last year, the ASA banned a number of brands' social media ads for implying its products could prevent, treat, or cure conditions such as anxiety and dementia. Grass & Co. told us that its supplements were naturally rich in beta-D-glucan, polysaccharides, triterpenoids, antioxidants, vitamins, and amino acids, and that while it recognises research on functional mushrooms is evolving, it was encouraged by the growing body of evidence that demonstrates the potential health benefits. It added that it was in the process of conducting its own clinical trials. Dirty said that it was confident its products had a profound impact on many people's lives and that it was committed to supporting rigorous scientific research to further understand and validate the health benefits of functional mushroom products. Collagen creams and supplements. Our verdict? You'll pay a high price for a product with mixed success rates. While some studies support the effectiveness of collagen supplements for healthy bones, joints, and skin, the benefits are currently unproven by large-scale independent studies, with many trials funded by brands. That hasn't stemmed the tide of expensive supplements and creams on offer. Absolute Collagen, which claims one of its supplements is taken every 2 seconds, costs £53.98 for a one-month supply. But collagen may not be the skincare panacea it's claimed to be. When applied topically, collagen molecules are too big to penetrate the outer layer of skin. Dr. Thevi Marathapu from the British Cosmetic Dermatology Group told us, "Manufacturers sometimes break the molecules down into peptides, but even then, it's unlikely they can reach deep layers of skin to effect long-lasting change." Meanwhile, collagen creams often include other ingredients such as glycerin for hydration and retinol for rejuvenation, which may explain any visible cosmetic improvement. When taken orally, as with Absolute Collagen, the extent to which collagen is digested isn't known. One of the most abundant proteins in the body, there's no way it can be targeted at wrinkles. Dr. Marathapu says the labels on some supplements have claims based on other added ingredients, such as zinc and vitamins B and C, which are known to help maintain skin health and have approved health claims to this effect. Absolute Collagen didn't respond to our request for comment.
Angus Farker was reading that piece by Sarah Spray, originally published in Which Magazine's May edition. Want to subscribe and get the magazine delivered direct to your door? I'll pop a link in the description of today's show. Remember, you can find more articles you'll find useful every day on everything from money and technology to home and garden advice by signing up to one of our many free email newsletters at which.co.uk/newsletters. We'll be back next week for another episode of Witch Shorts. Thanks for listening. Witch Shorts was produced and edited by me, James Rowe, while the exec producer was Grace Farrell. Like listening to podcasts just like this one from the team at Witch? Well, we've got some good news. All our podcasts are now available to listen to on YouTube and YouTube Music. So whether you like listening to Get Answers, Witch Shorts or Witch Money, all episodes can now be listened to directly on YouTube or through the YouTube Music app. To find them, just search for the podcast you'd like to listen to. YouTube's additional functionality also means that you can now read along with subtitles as you listen. Don't panic though. All Witch podcasts are still available to listen to elsewhere too. So wherever you listen, we'll see you soon.